T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now, does a great job on TV, had a wonderful NBA career.
Legendary Nick Killer.
Especially for those 2 weeks in June of 1994. And that, of course, is the great Kenny the Jet Smith. Kenny, Joe, and Evan, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Kenny, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Awesome. Before we talk basketball with you, this is very cool. Just reading about the Jet Academy camp that you have going on right now with a bunch of big time NBA and WNBA players that help out. Tell us all about the Academy.
Well, you know what? Sitting here, I usually have a live camp. A lot of kids from New York area, a lot of kids from all over the country come in and couldn't do it. The pandemic, social distancing, shut everything down. So I said, well, why should everyone's development stop? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I just created the first sports camp, and we rolled out with basketball with Victor Oladipo, Trae Young, Kemba Walker, all, you know, four-time All-Stars, WNBA MVP Breonna Stewart, and Brittany Griner. You know, the first week, guys, we had 3,500 people sign up in a week, 3,500 kids.
Awesome.
1 week. And I challenge, because New York is the home of basketball, I'm challenging everyone and saying, why aren't you working on your game when 3,500 kids are working side by side with Kemba Walker, Trae Young, and the rest of those guys and myself? Why aren't you? So just go to jetacademycamp.com, sign up, and you work side by side, and it's live. You ask questions, upload videos. Why aren't you working out? Jetacademycamp.com. I better see you there.
Awesome.
Now, Kenny, are you in the bubble?
I'm not. I'm in my own bubble. I'm in my bubble at home.
Oh, okay.
So I, right now, you know, there's some plans about possibly, you know, bringing the studio show down there at some point. But initially we wouldn't be at a location anyway. We would be in Atlanta.
Right. True.
For the playoffs. So that's
what they built
a social, I haven't seen it yet, but a social distance studio supposedly that we can function in and feel safe in. And, I'll get to see it when I get down there. I don't know. But we'll be on Thursday night.
Everything is weird in this new world we're living in, but I've watched both Brooklyn Net preseason games because, you know, I'm sick. What could I tell you? And it feels, look, it's different. It's weird, but it feels less weird than baseball. I don't know. Maybe it's the PA system. Maybe it's the look. Maybe it's the setup, but it just, it's going to be weird not having the crowd, but it didn't feel as weird as the other stuff. What's your feeling so far? I know it's only scrimmages, and you mentioned Thursday night's the big night, Lakers, Clippers, to cap it all off with the restart. What's your feeling for how these games look and feel so far?
I would agree. I think basketball is probably one of the purest sports that the fans are really there watching the game. The emphasis of television is always on the court. So even when, like, let's say if you hit, there's no foul ball going into the stands in basketball. Right. So all of a sudden a foul ball goes in the stands, you're like, wait, this is empty. Like, you know what I mean? So wait a minute. You remember that the fans aren't there. But because basketball and the nature of the sport and the way it's filmed, I don't think you always kind of not see, you know what I mean? It looks very similar than what you're accustomed to seeing, because of the camera angles and things of that nature. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But when that ball goes into the stands in baseball, you're like, oh, my God, it's empty up in there.
Yeah.
Right. Unless it hits one of the cutouts at Citi Field. We're talking to
exactly.
We're talking to Kenny Smith. You like what they're doing here? Do you like this format? I mean, are the 8 regular season games, you know, leading into the playoffs, do you like that they're doing it this way, Kenny?
I do. I do like it, but I also realize that this is not a continuation of 2020. If anybody who thinks that is fooling themselves. Like, that, this is a new season.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's dropped in right now, and we're going to see who's the best now. You know, you look at Portland, all those guys coming back, Nurkic and Zach Collins, and, you know, now Carmelo's been there, part of that team for months, and they had another training camp with him. Like, this is not the same Portland team that was there. So this is not a continuation. This is still going to be a great champion come out of here, but it's not a continuation of 2020.
Interesting.
We're talking to Kenny Smith. I think, and I understand why a Knicks fan would be negative about anything the franchise does based on the history. I think Tom Thibodeau is a good hire. I mean, I think he did overall a really good job in Chicago. The Minnesota thing is weird because he also had the player personnel power. But even there, look, they won 47 games one year with Tibbs as the head coach. What's your opinion on this decision by Leon Rose, his first major one, to bring in Thibodeau to be the head coach?
Well, I love Tibbs. You know, I think Tibbs is a great guy, first of all. I've got a chance to know him well. Not well, but know him well or better when, you know, he was working with TNT during his time off. So I got a chance to really talk to him a little bit more. Which is interesting because he reminds me of Van Gundy a little bit. When Van Gundy was coaching, he seemed so intense. And then when you meet him outside and his personality on television is nothing like he was as a coach. I'm talking about Jeff. So he's very similar to that in terms of things. So I think he's, again, a good hire. But the only precaution that I always have with the Knicks is they've had some good hires. There are some good hires. They've had some good players come through there. You know, they've had one of the best of all time, Phil Jackson, who helped assemble teams. And it still hadn't worked. The thing is, championship is a mindset that's not singular. And so when you have singular mindset that's champion, it actually hinders the process when everyone else isn't on board the same way. It takes a collective mindset of a championship thought. And those who don't know what it looks like or feels like, they think they're thinking like a champion, but it's actually making a championship or a champion actually matter. You know, he's being mad being in that environment. So it doesn't work. It takes a collection, not one, not a great hire, not a great trade, not a great, you know, rookie pick. It takes a collection. Champion is a mindset, not singular.
So let me ask you this then, Kenny. When you have been arguably the worst run franchise in professional sports over the last 20 years, okay, how difficult?
No, it's not arguably. They have the worst record.
Well,
in,
I'm
NBA.
Just forget the NBA. I said professionals.
There's an argument about it. They have
No. I said professional sports, not just the NBA.
Oh, sports. Okay.
It's widening the field.
Professional sports.
You widen. I was like, okay, the basketball.
Right.
The last 25
right.
years.
They're the worst. But I'm expanding it to every sport. You know, you name the sport, they're the worst run franchise there is. How do you, when that's the case, how do you change that? How difficult is it? I don't care who you bring in, Thibodeau, World Wide West, Leon Rose. I don't care who you bring in. How do you change that mindset?
Well,
how difficult is it?
Champions do daily what losers do occasionally. So it's a daily thought process. Like, it's not, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it. It has to be committed to every single day by every single person. And if you don't do it, you wind up what they're doing right now. That is, you know, it doesn't matter. And you have to have people. I think there are great people who are like, okay, my job at TNT and Charles and all of us and Ernie, we have different jobs. My job is to identify the talent on the television and kind of identify what's happening in the game. What Charles is sometimes, his role is to kind of like, no, he's going to let you know what you're thinking in the back of your head. Like, he's going to say things that you think is like, am I fat in this dress? No, you're fat guy in that. You know what I mean? He's going to be
yes,
that person.
Yeah.
My job is to say, no, well, if you take it in on the right, you take it in on the left, put it. So it's a collection of people that have to think that way every day. And when you're in it, you know it. If you've been in it before. And if it doesn't, either you're going to get rid of those people immediately, or you're going to teach them how to do it. And you give them opportunity to learn and say, hey, I'll give you this opportunity to learn what we're trying to do. But if you're not on this page, you are gone. And that's not a threat. That's just, this is how we have to be.
Right.
And that what I have not seen at any point since in the last 25 years that I've been a Knicks fan, I've not seen that on a daily basis.
Ev, I want to just jump in here because I want to back this up with one more thing, Kenny. Is the James Dolan prohibiting guys from wanting to go play with the Knicks? Yes or no?
I don't know him. I really don't. And I don't know if he's the singular
the perception of him, whatever you want to say.
No, I think it's the perception of the franchise. It's not perception of him.
Okay.
You know, there are owners that have worse reputations, you know, around the world in all sports than James Dolan. You know, James Dolan has also a reputation of saying, hey, you know, I'll be loyal to you, even in the most adverse situations. If you look at some of the things that's happened in the franchise, he's been loyal to guys in some of the most adverse situations from a managerial standpoint,
Isaiah,
to a player standpoint. So he doesn't have a bad reputation that way. The franchise has a bad reputation of winning, of knowing how to put winning things together. That's what prohibits the Kevin Durant, the Kyrie Irvins, the best players in the world to think of New York as a secondary market to play in.
Yeah. I mean, they just need to be better. I think that's been their biggest issue. It's tough to attract free agents when you're not a very good team. When you look at the talent on this roster, because they got off to an awful start with Coach Fizdale, and they were better under Mike Miller. And one thing, like I said earlier about Tom Thibodeau that we know, is he's a good head coach. I think he's proven that with his track record. Talent-wise, you saw Mitchell Robinson, you saw R.J. Barrett, Kevin Knox, who knows, Frank Ntilikina, same thing. How far away are they, talent-wise, in your mind?
I'll start here. Playing hard in the NBA, that talent of just playing hard is 44 wins. Just playing hard every single night.
Even for the worst teams in the league,
you really think that? Even if you don't have the kind of plays, you know, that 44 wins just playing hard? Really?
Playing hard. The talent level is not that differentiated. So, you know, there's the elites and then there's everyone else. Playing hard, 44 wins. Playing hard with talent, 49 wins. Playing hard with superstars, you're in the 60 win, you could win a championship. That's what it is. LeBron James demands his team to play hard. He's the best player in the game today. He's our best player. He demands his players to play hard with him. Giannis, he demands people to play at a level, to play along with him. He brings the best out of Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe with him and Eric Bledsoe in Phoenix? Oh, my gosh, it's two different guys.
No, that's true. Like, that is true.
He just demands it. That is the difference that hasn't been demanded, I don't think, ever in a long time on a daily basis. I just haven't seen. And in New York, that is it. So they have – forget about talent. You should win 41 games, 44 games. You should win that by just playing hard.
Well, Kenny, then I'm curious if – because I'm looking forward to this week with the NBA restart, even though the Nets have, like, nobody on – I mean, they're missing so many key guys. If they play hard for Jacques Vaughn, can they win a couple of games? Can they maybe scare the Raptors?
No, let's think about that. That Nets team last year made the playoffs. They just played hard.
I think they had some talent, though, too, though. I mean, D'Angelo was an all-star caliber player last year.
He's good at that time. He wasn't – he's not like – okay, D'Angelo, I'm not taking anything away from D'Angelo. Great player. Great young player. He has a great future ahead of him. But when you had him – when the start of the season, no one had him in the top 10 guards of the NBA.
Oh, no. I agree with you that. Yeah, yeah.
But then he said, you know what? I'm going to play hard, and I'm going to show you guys that I could be a top 10 player by playing hard. He played harder. And he did when he played with the Lakers and he played everywhere else. He became the player that we thought he could be. And so That was the difference. He didn't do anything. He still could shoot the three. He still could drive by people. He played harder with Brooklyn. Atkinson demanded him to play harder. He did. You saw guys on the bench like Theo Pinson and all these guys excited about being there even when they weren't in the game. They made the playoffs. Spencer Dinwiddie becomes a guy who's now people saying he could possibly be an all-star. And no one was thinking that until they started playing hard. They were like, oh, this team is going to not make the playoffs.
So do you think then that maybe the Knicks should have hired Kenny? Or do you still like the idea they went with Tom Thibodeau?
No, Thibodeau's going to get you to play hard. Kenny Smith?
I think they both are. I think they both are, yeah.
No. Yeah. I know what playing hard looks like and feels like. I could get that. But I'm saying Tom Thibodeau knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
His teams get him to play hard. But you're talking about now championships and 47 games, 49 games. Are your general manager and your presidents and your team all in the same unison of thinking, the same thought? When you have a Jimmy Butler situation, are you going to have unison within your organization where everyone's thinking the same on the like-minded page, how to resolve that situation? He didn't have that in Minnesota. What happened? He's gone. So it's not always about the singular. Championship is not singular. Championship is plural. Mm.
Again, we're talking to Kenny Smith. Kenny, let's get back to what's happening here, which does not involve the Knicks, obviously. Do you think because of the way it's set up, okay, no fans, everybody's in the same place, there's no home court advantage, none of that, do you think that maybe will be some surprises in the playoffs this year because of that, or you think it's pretty much just going to go to chalk?
No, I think the surprise is this, for me, is the great teams, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, the really good teams in the league, they're going to still play at a high level. But I think the margin of gap has closed. Because the difference is a team like Philadelphia, you know, Boston at times, even year before when Kyrie got hurt, you know, Tatum and those young guys, they lost because they were inexperienced. They don't know how to win game 6 in Toronto. They didn't know how to win you don't know how to win game 5 in Staples Center. You don't have the anxiety and the hostile environment that the road brings, how to slow the game up, how to speed it up. You don't have experience. Well, that doesn't exist now. So the only anxiety is, am I better than you and could I execute? So now I just think it closes this gap. So like a 15-point win that you would have had in the regular season, now it cuts down to 7. You know, a 7-point win goes into overtime game, things like that. I think it just closes the gap for the younger teams and allows them to play stress-free on the court.
This is going to be fascinating to watch. All starts Thursday night. Yep. Regular season gets restarted on TNT with Jazz, Pelicans, and the Clippers and the Lakers, the main event right after.
Kenny, before you let Kenny go, you know, I got to thank you again for Game 7 in 94. Kenny, thank you. He did a tremendous – I mean, it was the perfect time for you to have your career night. God bless you. Thank you, Kenny.
I was just going to say this. We have more New Yorkers on our team than you guys actually had and you were the Knicks.
Well, what does that mean? Kenny, am I supposed to feel better about that,
Brown.
Kenny? I feel better,
we had
right?
Tucky Brown from Harlem.
I understand. Mario Ellie. I understand. I know.
Yeah,
I get it.
New York won. We still won.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I. You know what? I didn't see that banner hanging over in the garden. You know what I mean? I didn't go to a parade. I didn't go to a parade that summer, Ken. You know?
We would have invited all the New York people.
Thank you.
We did. There was some New
God
Yorkers
you,
at our parade. They just weren't there in New York.
Right. God bless. Kenny, thank God, Ken. God
awesome,
bless.
Awesome thing you're doing with the camping.
Indeed.
You can check it out at jetacademycamp.com. Very cool stuff, Kenny. We appreciate it.
You know, I love you, Kenny. I'm just busting. I got to bust you a little
no
bit.
No doubt. Love you guys too, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Kenny Smith does a great job on TNT, had a stellar performance in Game 7 in 94.
He couldn't miss
NBA
the three.
Champ.
The guy made every three. I mean, it was like he was Reggie Miller the way he was hitting threes.
That's how you win championships,
man. No, believe
that's
me.
That's how you do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.